Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings on the Voice of America. And today we are joined by a songwriter, a composer, a person who was called a prodigy at the age of 8 years old when he was winning music competitions at statewide level against college students. And he was only eight and he was winning these competitions. Black Bach is with us today. And I welcome you to the Voice of America, Black Bach. It's nice to have you.
Thanks, Larry. It's great to be here.
Now, you are from my own stomping grounds. I grew up in Detroit.
Oh, really?
Yes. I am from a suburb called Oak Park near Southfield. I don't know where you're from. Which part of Detroit are you from?
I'm from the west side, but I had cousins that lived in Oak Park. So, yeah, I spent a lot of summers in Oak Park as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I know the west side would be, what, Southgate or Wyandotte, I think?
No, like West Detroit, like near McKenzie High School.
Sure. I know that area very well. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, growing up in Detroit, you had influence from a lot of different great musicians. Motown, I mean, was in Detroit. And there was just a lot of sound, a lot of soul sound. You know, you had the Mothership, the Electrifying Mojo. You had, you know, Martha Jean, the Queen, with some great radio there and great music and stuff growing up. So what influenced you to get from, you know, what you were growing up listening to hip hop into all of a sudden deciding classical music was going to be the direction you wanted to go?
Well, it's kind of backwards. I started out playing classical music at age four. So before I was even able to listen to hip hop, I was listening and performing and playing and studying classical music. So initially the foundation was there. But it just kind of grew from that point. And the older I got, the more I experienced more, the more I listened to more. My father was also a rock fan. So I listened to like Allman Brothers and AC/DC. My mother was also she listened to jazz, so all the jazz influence came in there. And then I began to study with some of the Motown musicians as I got into like a high school era. And it just kind of bloomed from there. Like all this music was around me, different things, different experiences, different sounds. So it all kind of mixed in together to create what we're doing now, which is neoclassical.
And you were discovered by Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, my first tour was Justin Timberlake. Straight out of a year of training as a recording engineer. And I got a call saying, hey, you want to go on the road with Justin Timberlake? I said yes. And a week later, I was on Jay Leno.
Wow. So that you just said yes. Did you say no, not the Justin Timberlake?
No, I was just ready. I was, you know, at that point, I honestly had prepared myself for something like that. I had really, really taken the time to really perfect my craft and meet the right people and build relationships. So when the call came, I was just ready. I was just completely ready.
And I know your birth name is Charles Winston III, but tell me how you came up with Black Bach. What made you decide to use that? Because of obviously the creative tie-in with the fact you're doing classical and hip hop. Is that how that came about?
Yeah, well, my name is Charles Wilson. So it's Charlie Wilson getting,
Charlie Wilson.
Yeah, exactly.
Great performer.
Oh. Great performer. So I definitely cannot use my government name because Charlie Wilson already exists. But one of the things that I wanted to do was pay sort of a tribute to hip hop culture, which is, you know, we create names. And Black Bach was, it was a creation that came from two things. One, from my love for classical music and one of its founders, Johann Sebastian Bach. But as well, there's this quote that my father says, which is, everything will be okay, but you gotta be okay with everything. And that stuck with me, and it's something that will stick with me forever.
Very, very profound. And the new album is called Black Book. And so this is inspired by, I guess, a series of news stories, news events, tremendous progress and actual history being made in the Black community, in the world at large, but certainly here in America with the new justice on the Supreme Court and Michelle Obama and of course the unfortunate news of George Floyd and the shootings, the Black Lives Matter movement that was going on at the time. That's the impetus of Black Book?
Well, Black Book actually comes from the movie and the book, The Green Book, which was a book of locations that during the Jim Crow era, Black people or people of color could go to these certain locations like hotels and barbershops and eateries and places where they could go to be safe, especially traveling in the Deep South. There's a movie called Green Book, which I watched five times in one day. It was it's such an amazing movie. If you haven't seen it, you should. But it tells the story of Don Shirley, who was a black classical pianist who chose to tour the Deep South and bring music to places that were pretty dangerous. So just taking that legacy and picking up the ball and carrying it forward is sort of the reason that the album is called Black Book.
Can you do a song for us? We'd like to hear something, you know, first.
Yes. This song is recently has been performed on the ISS. It was a collaboration I did with Commander Michael Lopez Alegria, who's an astronaut. He took the time to learn this song and perform it with me as a duet, first in history. It's called Stars at Astra. Hope you enjoy.
All right. Black Buck on Border Crossings. That's Black Buck, and is that song on the new album?
It is released as of now. It will be released on a full album that's coming later this year. I don't want to talk too much about it, though.
Okay, all right. We'll keep it between us.
Yeah.
And a few million other people, but it's just
no problem.
So yeah. I wanted to know if you could tell me you performed in space.
Yeah, well, my song performed in space. I didn't get to go. But I would have totally. But it's always a wonderful thing when you write a piece of music, and I don't have any kids, so I always think of my music as my kids. And you write this piece, and you just don't know what it's going to do. And then one day, you're looking at it on a rocket take off into space, and a few days later, you're performing it with an astronaut live from the ISS. So it always is a beautiful thing to see how these pieces manifest and how they play out. But it's been beautiful. This was just an amazing, mind-blowing experience. And I definitely want to thank Commander Michael Lopez Alegria, who he's become a friend and a hero. And he's coming back to Earth in a couple days.
We're talking with Black Bach, who is our guest today from Detroit. I assume Detroit's still home.
No, Detroit's
not. No, where do you live now?
Las Vegas is home now, but not for long.
Not for long. So where are you moving next? Where's the caravan off to?
I don't know. It may be to Atlanta. It may be to D.C. It may be back to Detroit. I'm not sure yet. So it'll be later this year, though.
Now, when you write your songs, I mean, of course, this album is inspired by, you know, personal experience. How about the next album? How do you follow up an album that's such a political statement, you know, as Black Book is? How will you follow that up? What's next?
Well, I can't say beauty. I'll say just the thing of our society is that stuff always happens. Mm-hmm. There's always something, you know, there's always something to write about, to talk about. There are many knots to untangle. And through my music, that's what its purpose is to help bring awareness to these particular knots and to help untangle them. For instance, I just had a song release called Forgotten Girls, which is a little bit of a story about the Gabby Petito story and the fact that there are so many Black and colored girls that go missing and they never get media attention.
Right.
So there's always a story to be told.
Right.
So moving forward, I don't think there'll be any difficulties in writing new material.
Did Michelle Obama hear your record? Has anybody responded to you? You know,
I have heard from her production team. I did get to perform it for them. Wow. I'm not sure if she's heard it yet, but I'm hoping that she has. It's a very interesting song about a very interesting experience, and I would love to speak with her about it. And, you know, I wrote a song called about her first day in the White House. I would love to hear her story of the first day in the White House.
Yes, yes, that would be cool. Maybe she can sing it. It'd be a duet.
Yeah, that would be great.
Black Bach is our guest. Would you do another song for us?
Yes. Yeah, so I recently have had a bit of success on social media. I love social media. So I'm going to do a medley of covers that I performed on my socials.
All right. Here's Black Bach with a medley for us on Border Crossings.
Drop her own car.
Border Crossings, he's Black Buck, and it is a black book. That's the name of the new album. He's with us today. We just heard a medley. How did you pick the songs you put together in that medley? Because medleys are tough. You know, you got to make some decisions.
Yeah. I just picked songs that I liked that were super popular. Sometimes I ask my nieces and nephews for advice on what songs they think I should do as covers. That's always a fun experience because some of their listening is absolutely unreal. Mm. But, you know, what's popular, what's trending. And then for me, what I can have fun actually covering, you know, mm-hmm. to me, that's the big thing is how can I bring this to life? How can I illustrate how much classical music is inside of, for instance, Cardi B? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been fun that way.
Is there anybody you'd like to work with on your wish list? You mentioned Cardi B. Are there other people you say, God, I'd like to work with so-and-so? Fill in the blank.
There's an artist named St. John. I would love to work
with St. John. Roses.
Yeah. I would love to work with St. John. I think he's an extreme talent. I think he has an ear and a writing style that's very unique. I think that with me and my neoclassical perspective and what he does from an artistic point of view, I think they would mesh really well.
You do have a weekly series as well that you want to create with new music every week. Is this a webisode, webinar? How do you want to do this?
It's called the What's Going On Social series, mm-hmm. and it's every third Friday of the month. I release a new short snippet of a new song that I'm writing, and that song has to do with something that we're dealing with socially at the moment. So this last Friday was called Ketanji's Court. Mm-hmm. It was a dedication to Ketanji Jackson Brown, who's now on the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court, yeah.
Right. And before, there have been others that have addressed certain issues, one being, what is his name? Matthew, good grief. I'm drawing a blank. But talking about autism and children with autism who have been incarcerated because police didn't understand how to deal with someone on the spectrum. Mm. And it's just a way that I can tap into what's kind of going on right now and just tell a little story. And then after that, I have an hour after I release the song, I have an Instagram live where we talk about the subject and people come in from all over different places. And we've talked about, you know, social criminal justice reform. And we've talked about, you know, going to space. And we've discussed so many topics. And I love my Instagram followers. They're so awesome. They come in and they leave great comments. And I've had to have, you know, one-on-one lives with them and have learned some amazing things and got amazing insights from people that I did not necessarily know. And it's just a great way to connect as a community and as a nation.
It's very interesting and timely what you're talking about. April is Autism Awareness Month. You know, I have a 12-year-old son that has autism, so mm-hmm. I can certainly understand, you know, the significance of what you're doing and the impact, I'm sure, the profound impact that it's had on the autism community, the autistic community.
Yes.
But, you know, kudos to you for everything you're doing and the message that you're spreading and how you're spreading it. Have you thought about scoring a film? Is that something that's on your wish list?
Oh, that is definitely on my wish list. There have been a couple opportunities. We weren't able to go fully through with them. But I am a John Williams, Danny Elfman, Hans Zimmer fan. So definitely scoring movies is in the future for me.
You might get a call from James Cameron for his next film, you know.
I would be honored.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah,
would you do another song for us? We got time for one more.
Yeah, I'll do a song that was written about connection and about people being together. I witnessed this on a specific day in 2020 and just people just out on the streets celebrating and just being together. And it sparked an emotion in me. This is called November 7th, 2020.
All right, here's Black Buck on Border Crossings.
Thank you.
Black Bach is our guest, and I thank you for tuning in. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings on VOA TV.